You're listening to China Africa Talk.
Jambo, ni Bridget akikuletea kipindi kinachohusiana na China na Afrika.
Vous écoutez le dialogue sino-africain avec Bridget.
Everything China, everything Africa.
Olá, você está ouvindo China Africa Talk com Bridget.
سيدتي وسادتي مرحبا بكم في الحوار الصيني العربي مع بريدجيت.
Hello and welcome to another episode of China Africa Talk. I'm your host Bridget Mutambirwa, coming to you from the Chinese capital in Beijing with more news and discussions about what's happening in China and Africa from a Chinese and African perspective. On April 26, 1964, the People's Republic of China and the United Republic of Tanzania formally established diplomatic relations. Over the past 60 years, the cooperation between China and Tanzania has become a cornerstone of China-Africa relations, yielding fruitful results. The China-aided Tanzania-Zambia Railway, popularly known to ZARA, in the 1970s still serves as a lifeline for many Tanzanians. The recent upgrading of the Dar es Salaam port, with China's help, has significantly improved its capacity and efficiency. In 2022, China and Tanzania elevated their bilateral ties to a comprehensive strategic cooperative partnership, bringing more opportunities for deeper cooperation across various areas such as infrastructure, agriculture, and culture. For more on the evolving China-Tanzania relations over the past 60 years, I'm joined by Chinese Ambassador to Tanzania, Chen Mingjian. Ambassador Chen, thank you for joining us today on China Africa Talk.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Ambassador, 2024 marks the 60th anniversary of the formal establishment of diplomatic relations between the People's Republic of China and the United Republic of Tanzania. How has the relationship developed over the last 60 years?
Tanzania is China's old friend and good friend. The traditional friendship between China and Tanzania was forged by the older generation of the leaders of both countries in the struggle for national liberation of African countries. Over the past 60 years, China and Tanzania have deepened their political mutual trust. In 2013, Chinese President Xi Jinping visited Tanzania right after he assumed the presidency. In 2022, President Dr. Samia Suluhu Hassan visited China, and the two heads of state agreed to elevate the bilateral relations to a comprehensive strategic cooperative partnership. Over the past 60 years, China-Tanzania practical cooperation has also yielded fruitful results. Practical cooperation between us covers a wide range of fields, such as industry, agriculture, infrastructure, medical and healthcare. China has remained Tanzania's largest trading partner for 8 consecutive years. In 2023, the bilateral trade volume reached almost $8.8 billion. China is also Tanzania's largest source of foreign investment and the project contractor. Major projects undertaken by Chinese companies, such as the SGR, Julius Nyerere Hydropower Station, the National ICT Broadband Backbone Network, are making steady progress. Over the past 60 years, China-Tanzania people-to-people ties have also become more solid. Since the establishment of diplomatic relations, the enthusiasm of the two peoples to know each other has become even higher. China's first cultural center in East Africa has been established in Tanzania, and the Chinese language quiz continues to heat up. Confucius Institutes and Luban workshops have taken root in Tanzania. The TV series Welcome to Milele Village, which was mainly shot in Tanzania, made a hit in China. Many Chinese tourists come to Tanzania to explore its natural beauty and cultural richness. It's worth mentioning that 60 years ago, China sent the first batch of Chinese medical team to Tanzania. Up to now, Chinese medical teams have provided medical services in Tanzania. Their footprints have spread throughout the land of Tanzania. During President Xi Jinping's visit to Tanzania in 2013, he put forward the principles of sincerity, real results, equity, and good faith for China's African policy, which has now become a basic policy concept guiding China's solidarity and cooperation with developing countries. In recent years, Tanzania actively participated in development of the Belt and Road Initiative. Not long ago, the 13th session of the China-African Think Tank Forum was held in Tanzania. The Chinese and African scholars have reached the Dar es Salaam consensus. China-Tanzania cooperation has set a good example of realizing common development of China and Africa.
Ambassador Chen, then how do you see the current China-Tanzania relations, and in which priority areas will China intend to enhance cooperation with Tanzania for mutual benefit?
As I mentioned just now, after the 20th National Congress of the Communist Party of China in 2022, President Samia Suluhu Hassan visited China. The two heads of state agreed to elevate the bilateral relations to a comprehensive strategic cooperative partnership. Under the strategic guidance of the two heads of state, China and Tanzania enjoy ever closer exchanges across the fields. I think the bilateral relations have entered the best period in history, as you can see from the level of political mutual trust, the practical cooperation, the people-to-people and cultural exchanges. Now we are at the historical starting point with a new historical mission. We are tasked to make greater contributions to a stronger China-Tanzania community with a shared future. China and Tanzania will continue to be mutually beneficial partners. We will align the high-quality development of Belt and Road Initiative with Tanzania's development strategies, deepen cooperation in agriculture, education, tourism sector, and cultivate new growth points such as the digital economy, green development, and blue economy. The Chinese side is willing to work with the Tanzanian side to expand the scale of bilateral trade, boost the level of trade and economic cooperation, deepen high-quality Belt and Road cooperation, advance cooperation projects on infrastructure, enhance industrial complementarity and the production capacity cooperation, and expand mutually beneficial cooperation in such areas as manufacturing and processing, green development, digital economy, and blue economy.
The Tazara Railway has witnessed the time-honored friendship between China and Tanzania and Zambia, of course. So could you please share with us the meaning of this railway and its influence up till now?
Yes, half a century ago, the elder generation of Chinese, Tanzania, and Zambia leaders made a historical decision together to build the Tazara Railway. Despite their own difficult situation, Chinese people lived frugally to help build this railway and took concrete actions to support African friends in their just cause of national liberation and strong desire for economic development. With profound, sincere friendship for African people, more than 50,000 Chinese brothers and sisters traveled thousands of miles to this vast continent. Working together with Tanzanian and Zambian friends and experiencing all kinds of hardships, they have built the railway within 6 years. The Tazara Railway is a Uhuru railway that helps African people realize national independence and liberation. During the construction of the Tazara Railway, 17 Chinese experts, technicians, and workers died on duty and were laid to rest forever on this land. They are heroes who have forged the monument of China-Tanzania and China-African friendship. In 2013, President Xi Jinping visited Tanzania as his first stop in Africa after assuming presidency. He underscored the need to carry forward the Tazara spirit in Dar es Salaam. This Tazara spirit is about mutual respect and equality, about tenacity and perseverance, and about selfless internationalism. It embodies the essence of China-African relations.
The Tanzania Embassy in China held the China-Tanzania Business Forum on April 12th. What do you think Tanzania can offer Chinese investors and consumers to further enhance economic ties between the two?
The Chinese Embassy in Tanzania is very happy to see that many companies from both China and Tanzania have cooperated during the forum. Lots of Chinese companies told me that Her Excellency President Samia Suluhu Hassan has vigorously developed the economy and actively attracted investment. Tanzania's infrastructures like power, transportation, and energy have continued to develop, laying a solid foundation for foreign investment. I think friendship, together with good policies, attract Chinese investors. China is the biggest country for investment in Tanzania for many years. The featuring agricultural products such as avocado, wild aquatic foods, are on the dining tables of Chinese, which forms a dynamic exchange in trade. Tourism is another important part for closer economic ties between us. As the tourist and cultural year opens, the prelude this coming month, I believe we can expect more Chinese tourists to visit Tanzania.
The 7th International Import Expo, CIIE, will be held later this year. What new opportunities can we expect to arise in China-Tanzania trade through this platform?
The CIIE, that is China International Import Expo, is envisioned, proposed, deployed, and promoted by His Excellency the President Xi Jinping and is the world's first import-themed national exhibition. Since it was first held in 2018, the CIIE has given full play to its role as the platform for international procurement, investment promotion, people-to-people exchange, and openness and cooperation. Tanzania has participated in the previous 6 CIIE exhibitions. This year, the 7th CIIE is scheduled to be held in Shanghai, and Chinese side has already invited Tanzania to attend the country comprehensive exhibition and enterprises exhibition to display Tanzania achievements, including economic and trade development, investment, environment, competitive resources, and the industries to the world. We believe that through this platform, Tanzania's high quality goods, such as cashew nuts, coffee beans, will continue to expand a larger market share in China and promote the development of China-Tanzania trade.
Ambassador Chen, you mentioned that China is the largest trade partner, investor, and contractor in Tanzania in recent years. So how do Chinese companies engage with Tanzania to ensure the benefits of Chinese companies while protecting and supporting local firms and local markets for innovation at the same time?
Yes. One of our development goals is to achieve common development. China has been Tanzania's largest trading partner, source of investment, and infrastructure contractor for many years. In 2023, bilateral trade between China and Tanzania reached $8.8 billion, a year-on-year increase of 5.7%, with Chinese investment in Tanzania increasing by over 60%. A large number of Chinese businessmen have come to Tanzania to conduct business, making significant contribution to Tanzania's economic development. And currently, Chinese investment has penetrated various industries in Tanzania and various aspects of Tanzanian people's lives. Chinese produced steel, cement, ceramics, glass, and cable have supported Tanzania's modernization construction, while products like sunflower seed oil, laundry detergent, soap, and diapers have entered millions of Tanzania houses. Chinese enterprises have deeply participated in strategic infrastructure projects, such as the Standard Gauge Railway, Julius Nyerere Hydropower Station, the East African Crude Oil Pipeline, and Magufuli Bridge. Chinese enterprises not only see Tanzania as a land of wealth creation, but also committed to mutual development and growth with the Tanzania economy and society. Chinese enterprises have created over 150,000 job opportunities in Tanzania. Their products are exported to many African countries, generating a significant amount of foreign exchange income for Tanzania. They have also cultivated many technical talents and promoted industrialization process in Tanzania.
As you mentioned before, the 2024 Forum on China-Africa Cooperation, FOCAC, will be held in Beijing later this year. Now, according to you, what have been those important achievements under the FOCAC platform for Tanzania and the rest of the region? And what could be the next step in strengthening the future of China-Africa and China-Tanzania relations through the FOCAC?
At the start of this century, to better respond to the new situations, seize new opportunities, and meet new challenges, China and Africa jointly proposed the establishment of FOCAC, which has ushered China-Africa relations into a new era, featuring integrated and institutionalized development. In 2013, just during his visit in Tanzania, President Xi Jinping put forth the principles of sincerity, real results, amity, and good faith, and called for taking the right approach to friendship and interests. Since then, China-African cooperation has shifted to a high gear, advancing on the fast track. Over the past 24 years, FOCAC has been expanding and developing continuously. It has become an important platform for collective dialogue and an effective mechanism for practical cooperation between China and Africa. It has also become a banner of South-South cooperation and international cooperation with Africa. The forum has delivered a leap in China-African relations from a new type of partnership to a new type of strategic partnership and to a comprehensive strategic and cooperative partnership, and enhanced the strategic mutual trust between China and Africa to a record high. FOCAC has never been a talking shop, but a task force that gets since then. Over the past 24 years, FOCAC has implemented a series of results-oriented actions, plans, and measures that meet the needs of both China and Africa, bringing tangible benefits to Chinese and Africans. China has remained Africa's biggest trading partner for 15 years straight, with the bilateral trade volume reaching $282.1 billion last year. 52 African countries, together with the mission of the African Union, signed Belt and Road Cooperation agreements with China. The continent has become the most active region in jointly building the Belt and Road. In August 2023, President Xi Jinping proposed the initiative on supporting Africa's industrialization, the plan for China supporting Africa's agricultural modernization, and the plan for China-African cooperation on talent development at China-African Leaders Dialogue to help Africa achieve their own modernization and revitalization with practical actions. China-Africa cooperation has played an important role in promoting Africa's economic and social development and solving the bottlenecks facing Africa to achieve sustainable development, and has become a model for South-South cooperation. As an important country in Africa and China's traditional cooperation partner, Tanzania has played a significant role in the founding and development of FOCAC. In October 2000, the then Tanzania president, Benjamin Mkapa, resolutely made the decision to go to China to attend the first ministerial conference of FOCAC, thus becoming one of the four African leaders who witnessed the founding of FOCAC. Former Prime Minister of Tanzania, Dr. Ahmed Salim, the then Secretary General of Organization of African Unity, was also present at that conference. In the subsequent 20 years, Tanzania has participated in all summits, ministerial conferences, coordinators' meetings, senior officials' meetings, and major sub-forums within the framework of FOCAC. In 2018, Prime Minister Kassim Majaliwa, representing President John Magufuli, attended the FOCAC Beijing Summit and met with Chinese President Xi Jinping, the two leaders held an in-depth discussion on the development of China-Tanzania relations. China looks forward to working more closely with Tanzania to align development strategies, enhance policy communications, and accelerate the implementation of the outcomes achieved on the 8th Ministerial Conference.
And Ambassador Chen, during your tenure in Tanzania, what has impressed you the most about Tanzania? Can you share with us some personal experiences and stories?
Yes, I arrived in Tanzania in 2021 and have spent almost 3 years in this country with lots of natural beauty and cultural richness. I've traveled a lot and visited more than 10 regions in Tanzania, such as Arusha, Mwanza, Kagera, Kigoma, Ruvuma, Iringa, Morogoro, and of course, Dar es Salaam, Dodoma, Pwani, Zanzibar. All these regions have different natural landscapes and even different cultural customers. But wherever I go, the local people with a smiling face, filled with enthusiasm and happiness, always impress me very much. Not long ago, according to the 4th Annual Mental State of the World report, Tanzania ranked third happiest country in the world. I am very much convinced by that. Last year, the year 2023, marked the 10th anniversary of the Belt and Road Initiative put forward by President Xi Jinping. I invited members of the Tanzania-China Friendship Group of Parliament of Tanzania to visit Magufuli Bridge and Lot 5 of SGR, the landmark project of China-Tanzania Belt and Road Cooperation. Being satisfied with the construction progress of these projects, they told me the two projects are epitomes of Belt and Road cooperation in Tanzania and vividly demonstrate its incentives to Tanzania's economic and social development. I was so happy to hear that because common development is always our goal.
Many thanks again to you, Ambassador Chen Mingjian, for sharing your insight on the evolving relations between China and Tanzania, and congratulations on the 60th anniversary of the formal establishment of diplomatic relations between the People's Republic of China and the United Republic of Tanzania.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Thanks again. See you next time.